Good afternoon and welcome to Positively Incorrect with your host, Scott Cluthy, here on Sirius Satellite 114 Coast to Coast live on this Monday. And of course, you know that's live, healthy living with a twist. Certainly one of the most influential people perhaps on the planet of all time would be Mahatma Gandhi. In his efforts to bring independence to India, to bring some peace to the Muslims, Hindus, as well as all of us. Well, I'll tell you this evening, listeners, it's a great honor to welcome the grandson of Mahatma Gandhi, Arun Gandhi. Arun, welcome to Positively Incorrect. How are you?
Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Well, it's our honor, really, here at Lyme to have you with us. And also joining us, because this is all part of a much bigger movement, which is truly bringing out a global event, which is the Gandhi Tour, in lieu of a national and international musical tour next year, we'll talk more about. Arun, before the show, you were telling me you spent about a year and a half, and with Mahatma Gandhi, and this was about the age of 12 to 14. This is a very critical time, a violent time, a very time of great hope or opportunity. Right in 1946-47, what was your experience of being with the Mahatma?
I had some lovely experiences, lovely for me personally, because he was a grandfather who imparted a lot of valuable lessons to me, which made a big difference in my life. Mm-hmm. Of course, the time, as I said, the time that I lived with him was not a very opportune moment because of all the things that were happening there. And yet he didn't feel the despair. You know, when most of us, if we were in that situation and see much of our life's work coming to a violent end, we would be in terrible despair. But he didn't ever feel that way, and he just felt that he did what he could do, and hopefully that he has taught the people a lesson that they will not easily forget. And I think the lesson that we all need to remember is that violence is bad, and that all kinds of violence is very bad. You know, it's not just the physical violence, but it's also the non-physical violence that we commit every day. Yes. And so I look at the Tobias's 1001 ways, that is 1001 ways in which we commit violence, and therefore there are 1001 ways in which we can combat violence.
How does the Gandhi Tour reflect that for you in the event on the 10th of October in New York?
Well, I think it's going to be a very unique way of bringing this message to people. You know, we will be able to inspire people to something great and to become more peaceful and to become more conscious of building a community and living in brotherhood, sisterhood with everybody. And I think all of us can make a big difference in life. You know, we tend to discount ourselves and therefore we don't do what we ought to be doing. You know, even if it's not earth-shaking or a huge kind of thing, even if you are able to influence one life.
And check out the website, by the way. It's GandhiTour.com. You can find out about the fundraiser and the musical tour. Welcome back. It is Positively Incorrect live here on Sirius Satellite 114 Coast to Coast. That is Lyme. Healthy living with a twist. This is your host, Scott Cluthy. Great to have you out there listening. A lot of great special guests as part of the Gandhi Tour and fundraising event happening the 10th of October in New York, all proceeding up to a major world music tour next year. Yes, we have, in fact, the grandson of Mahatma Gandhi, Arun Gandhi, with us today. We'll be talking more with him. But right now we're turning back to the studio for some of the wonderful people participating in the event coming. I believe Tobias Huber, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
He is the actual founder of the Gandhi Tour. So this is a major event. Now tell me a little, and you know, in fact, this is the very end of this the UN 30 Days for Peace, isn't it?
Right, that is the last day of the 30 Days of Peace, global call to action. And it's like 5 1,000 organizations around the world who are taking part in this whole peace celebration in these 30 days. And now we celebrate here in New York on the 10th, the last day. And like tomorrow is the birthday of John Lennon. 2nd October was the birthday of Mahatma Gandhi. And the Gandhi Tour is very happy to have this fundraiser and next year's large tour around the world. We have many different artists, even Yoko Ono and the big names who are very interested to support the tour. The funding which comes in from the tour will be invested in the non-profit organization at the local events. And we want to especially also educate in the way of non-violence.
Dr. Gandhi, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Thank you very much, Guy. I'm good, thank you.
Very much looking forward to knowing more about the event, though. This is a really big event, isn't it, for the Gandhi
Tour? Yes, it is.
Tour.
It is.
And yeah, how excited are you about being there and hearing the music and the celebration? Because music is such a powerful healing element, isn't it?
It is the greatest healing element, and I'm very excited about it.
And as the founder, along with your lovely wife, Sananda, of the M.K. Gandhi Institute for Nonviolence in Memphis, Tennessee, what does this event on the 10th mean for you and then the world tour the following in 2008?
I think it means just the fact that I said earlier we are like farmers who go out and plant seeds of peace and nonviolence. I think this musical tour is going to give us a new opportunity to reach out to a lot of people through music and planting the seeds of love, respect, and peace and nonviolence.
What would you like to see as far as some differences you can make in 2008 with the Institute?
Well, I'd like to reach out to as many people as possible and, we have various programs coming up. There's a conference coming up. There is a school that we are building for the very poor people in memory of my wife, who passed away last February, on 21st of February. And she had a tremendous love for poor and destitute children and devoted a lot of her life for them. And so I thought the best way to memorialize her life is to build a school for these very poor and very destitute children in a village in India. And so we are going to do that, and various programs are designed to educate people and bring this message of peace and nonviolence to them as quickly and as succinctly as possible.
Now, and I don't know the exact degree, but what does it mean to you to have the UN participating? And do you think that globally at this time, with some of the things we see, is the UN viable as far as, or do we need even a greater voice with the UN participating? How can we transcend these differences and realize those differences are part of what make us so incredible as a human race?
Well, I think it's not just the differences so much. What is really at the root of all the violence is the greed and the selfishness and the self-centeredness of all people. And everybody is exploiting each other for their own personal gain. And that is really causing greater deal of disaffection among people than simply the differences that exist there.
Yes.
And so we have to look at this problem from all the different perspectives and, educate the people about the differences as well as educate people not to exploit other people but to be more compassionate and understanding. I think the richer countries can afford to be now more open and more giving. And I think especially the United States now needs to have a foreign policy that will be based on doing what is good for the rest of the world and not just what is good for the United States. So these are things that we are trying to promote and trying to make people aware of. And It is a long haul, but somebody has to make the beginning. You know, like the Chinese say, a 1,000-mile journey begins with the first step there. So we are taking the first steps now, and the journey will go on until the world changes.
Well, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy life and the difference you're making. Dr. Arun Gandhi, joining us today here on Positively Incorrect on Lyme Healthy Living with a Twist Radio. That website is GandhiTour.com. And Tobias, thanks for being the ringmaster and for making this all happen and being there, okay?
Thank you very much to be on your program.
Live this evening here on Sirius Satellite 114, coast to coast across North America. And you stay right there. We'll be back with more, so don't go anywhere.